I think we're going to go ahead and start in Proverbs chapter number 6. I'd say it's probably a little bit of a different message than it would normally be presented on Sunday morning. It's going to talk a little bit about being a sluggard versus being diligent. And I think most times you would think about this on a Wednesday night, but I know we were going through family devotions the other day, and we came to Proverbs 13, and there was a verse in there that the scriptures say, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And God just kind of worked in my heart a little bit about being diligent and making sure that we're not being lazy. And I know I look across the room, and I know there's a lot of people out there that work very, very hard. And the maybe the amount of hours or the type of work that some people do is very strenuous. And I'm sure that most people, when it comes to physical things, is not across our church family. I wouldn't think of people being lazy. But we're not talking about physical things as much as we're talking about spiritual things today, because I know there's lots of times I've met a lot of people that work super hard at physical labor, but they slack off when it comes to spiritual things. So this morning, as we're looking at this passage of Scripture, I want you to think about what the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so this morning, I think we're just going to look a little bit here. I'm going to start off here in Proverbs chapter number 6, because it goes along with our theme a little bit for the year, and it has an interesting story about the Lord telling us to consider someone's ways. Let's look here in Proverbs chapter 6. Let's go ahead and start in verse number 6. The Word of God says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard." You say, "Pastor, you use that word sluggard. What do you mean?" A person that is sluggard, a slugger is a person who is habitually lazy, idle, and inactive. So it's saying, go to the ant, thou sluggard, to a person who struggles with being lazy and being idle and inactive. And we live in a culture today that teaches a lot of that laziness is okay. Even sometimes it tries to reward people that are being lazy and reward people that want to be inactive and want to be idle. And that's not what the Scripture says. The Bible does not present that in any way, shape, or form as something that we should be willing to be diligent and willing to work. If we truly want God's blessing in our lives, the Bible says that He is a rewarder of them. Yes, who does He reward? Those that diligently seek after Him. So He's speaking to the sluggard. He's speaking to the person that is being lazy and that's inactive. And He comes and He says, look, I want you to consider this. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways. Means take thought, take deep thought on the ways of the ant. He said, what can you learn from the ant? And He says, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O slugger? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Let's have a word of prayer and ask God's help this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for today. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for the privilege here to be able to present Your word and preach Your word. Lord, I pray You take the words that I say then, Lord, convict people's hearts. I don't know what's inside anyone. I do know that there's things that we desire, there's things that we want, and there's things that we would like to see accomplished. But Lord, there's a difference between desiring and doing things that's going to help accomplish it. Lord, work in our lives today. Help us to be biblical people. Help us to be people that are willing to take the time that's needed to rest, as your word says, but also be people that are diligent in our dealings, especially in the spiritual things. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's take a thought there with the description they gave of the ant, and let's go ahead and take our Bible and flip over a couple pages to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4. Proverbs 13 and verse number 4. This is one of those verses that stood out to me as we were reading the other night, but as I've read through my Bible before, I always come to this verse, and this is always a challenge for me. And you say, why? I don't really consider myself a lazy person, but at the same time, my flesh likes to be lazy. I don't know about you guys. Some people have different things they struggle with. One of the things that I have to work with is, hey, I don't want to be lazy. I think that I do things and I work hard, but my flesh is always, hey, you don't want to do those things. And it's always a battle and it's always a fight. And this is a verse that God gave me years ago that helps me. It says, the soul of the sluggard, chapter 13, verse number 4, the soul of the sluggard desired and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. If you're writing down your notes, or either you can do it mentally, or if you get a pen and paper out, I want you to think about something. I want you to write down a couple things, just either mentally or on a piece of paper. So here's the question is, if you had a desire for yourself physically, what would that be? What would your desire physically be? Maybe it is to lose some weight. Maybe it is, stop laughing. I know, maybe it is to gain some weight. Maybe it is to achieve something when it comes to financial things. Maybe it's paying off your house. Maybe it's getting out of debt. Maybe it is, what is something physically you like to see desired to happen in your life? And once again, you can make a mental note or you can write it down in your notes. And after the physical thing, take a second to think about it. After the physical thing, what's something that you would desire for our country? And I know you probably can write down a lot of things for that. What is something you would desire for your country when it comes to physical things, spiritual things? Physically, what is it that you would desire to do? What is it that you would desire to have? What is it that you would desire to accomplish? And now for our country, what are some things that you would desire for it? Maybe revival. Maybe an opportunity to have churches, once again, preaching the word of God. Maybe it is that truth would come out, and that there would be light, and that everything would be done in an honorable way. Maybe not so many taxes. I don't know what it is that you would desire. And then the third thing I want you to think about, to write down and consider something spiritually. What is something that you desire for your life spiritually? And this would be my longest list, you know, whether it be reading my Bible more, memorizing scripture more, praying more. Maybe it's something of being a better soul winner, spiritually being a leader in the home, or, you know, whatever it is, what is something that you would desire to do there? And then when I come to this verse, and I understand the context of the scripture here in verse number 4, if you went and looked up the word, and that word desirous there is talking about a lusting and is desiring desirable things. But in the application sense, the Lord spoke to my heart about how to make this applicable to my heart, is the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. And the question is, in my life, I want to be, I don't know, I want to make sure I use the right words, somebody who is a man of the word, someone who knows the word of God, someone who can quote the word of God. I want to be a soul winner. I want to be someone who is a prayer warrior. I want to be someone who is a godly husband, a godly father. Those are desires, and those are good spiritual desires. But the Bible says the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. So what you say, Pastor, what are you getting at? I'm saying in our spiritual lives, if you look down that list physically, you sit there and you look at that list physically, are we doing things to accomplish that? And then you look at things that we desire for our country. Maybe we would want our leaders to be God-fearing and Christians. That would be wonderful. Or we would like to have the religious liberty and freedoms. You know, those different things that we desire, we all have desires for certain things, but are we just desiring them? Or are we doing something to accomplish it? And that third thing, when it comes to spiritual things, there's a long list of things that I'd like to do better at. But then he says the soul of the slugger, someone who desires things but hath nothing. And I think many times we've hit a brick wall when it comes to our prayer time, or maybe a brick wall when it comes to our Bible reading, or a brick wall when it comes to us being a witness, or a brick wall when it comes to us to be forgiving, or a brick wall, whatever it is that says on that list of yours, in a spiritual list, hey, I want to be a more forgiving person, or I want to be a person that can minister to one another, I want to be a person that can love one another. You know, these are all things that I desire to be and desire to do, but the Bible says the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. I want to encourage you today, and the thought behind the message today is Don't be a sluggard when it comes to spiritual things. And I know I look at many of you, and I know many of you work hard and you do many things that are accomplishing great things. But when it comes to spiritual things, I think many of us have that soul of the sluggard. We desire, we desire, we desire. We wish we'd be better soul winner. We wish that we would be a better prayer warrior. We wish we know the more of the Word of God. We wish and we desire these things, but we are sometimes too lazy to do what's necessary to become a better, whatever the blank is on your piece of paper there. Say, Pastor, maybe I'm just not able to. Well, see, it's not about us when it comes to spiritual things. It's the Spirit of God that lives inside of us. It's not about us or what we can accomplish. God can make us exactly what He wants to be. He can give us as much as the Word of God as we need. He can make us as great of a prayer warrior. He can make us a greater witness as we surrender our heart and surrender ourselves. And I'm not asking you if you're a hard worker at work, and that is apical there, because I think sometimes people are lazy and that's not a good testimony. I'm not even asking you if you're a hard worker around your house, and I think those things are important about keeping your keeping what you have and doing good. I'm asking, how are you doing today when it comes to spiritual matters in your life? Are you a person that is a sluggard or a slothful person? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 21, verse 25, it says, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse the labor." The desire of the slothful, and that word slothful is the same thing. It's inactive, a lazy person. It killeth him. It's just, the point is, he has desires, but never, ever does anything to meet those desires. And I want to encourage you today, the second part of this verse, it says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." Now, you think about that word diligent. It's a constant effort. It's to accomplish what is undertaken. So the person who is constantly trying to achieve it is the person who's going to be made fat. And I know what some people think of that word fat, and it's not talking about a health thing per se. It speaks of the health and prosperity type thing. He's going to bless them. An industrious soul will prosper. Sort of like what it's talking about in Hebrews 11:6, when it says, "But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So I want to encourage you, and hopefully today you'll come to your mind and you ask yourself this question: yes, I may be a hard worker. Yes, the people at work might give me the employee of the month because they see, because I'm a Christian. I know I have these principles. I'm supposed to work hard. And yes, you know, I might work really hard at the house. I might work really hard for my neighbors. The question is, spiritually, what type of spirit do you have? What type of soul do you have? Because being now in the ministry for 17 years, I hear people say, "Man, I wish I was better at this. I wish I was better at reading my Bible." When's the last time you read your Bible? Well, maybe last week or last month. That's being a soul of the sluggard. I wish I knew more about the Bible. And it's the principle is found here, the second part. It says, "The soul of the diligent shall be made fat." You can accomplish it. You can know more about the Bible. You can be a better prayer warrior. You can be a better witness. You can do accomplish these things because of the fact that the Holy Spirit's there to help you. So I want to look a little bit today about the desires of the sluggard. And I want you to think about these spiritual matters. Let's go ahead and take our Bible. We're going to flip throughout the book of Proverbs quite a bit. It's going to be probably mostly in this book, but I want you to read the verses, maybe mark them, and so that way you can learn from them. Go ahead and take your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 5. Slothful in spiritual things. Slothful in spiritual things. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 5, the scripture says, "He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causes shame." So what the scripture is saying here is there's an answer here. He that gathereth in the summer, that when it's time to work and when there's time to things to be done, as a person that's working, that's the person is wise. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. I think many people are sleeping during the harvest. I think during the last 6 to 8 months, there's been a great harvest field that's out there. There's been many people who are interested in the things of the world and interested in, hey, is the end times coming, or all the different racial tensions, all the different problems that are happening. I believe with COVID and with the virus going on, that people's minds and people's hearts might have been open and more receptive to the Word of God and receptive to the things of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there's many people that have slept through this harvest. They haven't given out the word of God. They haven't done the things. They have excuses. I know it's COVID. It's hard to reach out. It's hard to hand something to somebody. But have they called? Have they mailed? Have they done with the people they've worked with? There are many people that are very fearful and not sure what's going to happen next in our country, and not sure what's going to happen next in this pandemic. And they're all wondering. They're all interested. And they're like, what's going to happen in this world? And we have the answer. We know what's going to happen. We know Christ is going to return someday. We know Christ is going to rule and reign someday. We have something to offer them. But many of us have just slept right through this. And even though we had more time, we had more opportunity to read our Bibles and to pray and to be a witness, more opportunities to serve than any other time in our life for those 6 months when we couldn't come to church very much and when people couldn't go other places. I know not everybody was affected that way, but there's many people that had more time off and they had more accessibility to help and do things, and they just slept right through it. I'm wondering tonight, I want to encourage you today, it's not time to sleep during the harvest. We don't know how or when, we don't know when Christ is going to come back. It could be any moment. And sometime in our series about the biblical worldview of the days that we're living in, we're going to talk about the rapture that we believe he could return at any moment, return at any time. And the truth of the matter is, this is a time and opportunity where we should be out there working in the harvest fields greater than any other time of history, because he's coming back. But there's many of us that are sleeping. There's many of us who have just gone off and slept in this area, and that we haven't even talked to anybody about the scriptures in such a long time. Second thing is, look at some of the characteristics of a sluggard. The characteristics of a sluggard. Go ahead and take your Bible to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26, you see one of the characteristics of a sluggard is the excessive sleep. Proverbs 26, 14. As a door turneth upon its hinges, so does the slothful upon his bed. And what the scripture is saying there is that there is people that are getting up and they're going to work and the door is opening and door is shutting, but the person who's lazy is just laying there and still sleeping. Not only does it say that in Proverbs chapter 26, it also says in Proverbs 19:15, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. 19:24, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. A person who is lazy, and we hold them in contempt many times when we see somebody out there and we look at them and say, hey, why don't you get a job? Or why are you so lazy? Or why won't you do this? Or why won't you do that when it comes to the physical things of life? But I'm wondering how often we have become slothful and sluggard in the things of God. Now, we should not be lazy when it comes to the things of this world. We should not have excessive sleep. We should not do something that is that we're so lazy that we're not even willing to bring our hand to our mouth to feed ourselves. You say, Pastor, I would never ever do that. We got the Word of God sitting right there. And it's something that we could take and bring to our mouth by just opening it up and reading and considering it and studying it. But I bet you there's people in this room that did not open up the scriptures except for on church. And that's being a sluggard. Next thing, I want you to think about another characteristics of a sluggard. They make up bad excuses. Go ahead and look here in Proverbs chapter 26 here again. Look what it says in verse 13. Proverbs 26, verse 13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion in the streets. Now, this is, I think, to me, it's a little comical here. They're there. The slothful man doesn't want to get out, doesn't want to do work, doesn't want to do what they're supposed to do. And they're saying, I can't go outside because there might be a lion out there waiting for me. Now, don't get me wrong. If there was a lion outside, I'm not going outside because, hey, you know, I don't want to mess with the lion. We'll send Brother Joe out there, right? That's Mr. Bateman. Whoever else, somebody else can go out there and they can deal with the lion. But that's not the point of what's being said here. It's a slothful person, a sluggard, will make up some lousy excuses why they cannot do what they're supposed to do. And you would be amazed about some of the different excuses I hear about people who do not want to do spiritual things. They have time for everything else, but they do not have time. We were in Sunday school class, and someone poked their head in there as we were getting ready to get started, and they said, he was telling a joke. He says, it's like the guy who made up the excuse and say, hey, and preacher asked, hey, why weren't you in church on Sunday? And the guy said, well, I had a gallon of milk in the refrigerator. And the preacher said, what does that matter? He says, it's an excuse. One's just as good as any other one. And the reality is, you know, we come up with lots of different reasons and lots of different excuses why we cannot do spiritual disciplines in our life. But in all reality, the soul of the sluggard will desire. They will desire that. They'll want it more, but they have nothing because of the fact they're not diligent in it. Another bad excuse. It says in Proverbs 20, in verse number 4, it says, the sluggard will not plow for reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. There's another reason, another excuse. It's cold outside. It's not convenient. It's just something I don't want to do. And I'm concerned with this future generation. When I encourage them with things to do, they just look at you and they say, that's just not fun. Why would I want to do that? But how many of us have learned that sometimes life isn't fun? Sometimes work isn't fun, but things need to get accomplished and things need to get done. I wonder what it's going to be like in 20 or 30 years, what we're teaching this generation on it's okay to be lazy. It's okay to be sluggards. It's okay. You can sit at home and the government can take care of you. It's okay if you don't have a job. All these different things, and I'm not talking about someone who tries and someone who works hard, but that future generation is coming up. It's become a me generation, and it's got to be about myself. And that scares me about what the future is going to look like for the physical world. But I'm also very concerned about in the last 30, 40, 50 years, how many times have believers become sluggards when it comes to the things of the Word of God, and they've risen up a whole generation of people that can not do spiritual disciplines and make up whatever excuse and say, well, I understand. That's okay. In all reality, a soul of a sluggard, they're going to desire. I want to change nation. I want a church that's in love with the Lord and fire for God. And I want to see people saved. And I want this and I want that. But we're souls of the sluggard. We're desiring and desiring, but we're not doing anything to help those things come about. Soul of a sluggard, desire of and have nothing. Another thing that is a characteristic of the sluggard is he's a great waster. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18, just probably a page or two over. Proverbs 18, verse number 9. Proverbs 18, verse number 9, the Bible says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You think about what he's saying is if you're going to be slothful in your work, you're someone who is very wasteful. Take your Bible now to Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, look what it says in verses 30 through 34. He says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Lo, it was all given over with thorns and nettles, and that covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered, and there's your word, and the Lord wants us to consider things. He wants us to consider what it means to be a sluggard. Considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. What it's saying here in verses 30 through 34, they had plenty of opportunity. They had much. Look what it said in verse 30, they had a field. Not only did they have a field, they had a vineyard. Not only did they have a vineyard, they had something that was the stone wall that was around it. They had many things that they could, according to the things of that world of that day, that they just did not take care of. And they did not make it profitable. Go back to that verse. It says, he also that's slothful in his work is also as brother to him that's a great waster. And I want you to think about it. We have some great resources. We have God's word that's been given to us. You think about it. The God-inspired, God-word, breathed word in our hands. And we waste it when we don't read it. I remember one preacher saying the greatest resource that never does not get used to its fullest potential is the Holy Spirit of God. He lives inside of us. He's willing to lead us and guide us. What a wonderful study if you do. And we've preached years ago about the Holy Spirit and the different things he does. The Holy Spirit, God, lives inside of us. And we only want him when we need something. We only want him when things are tough and hard. But it's the greatest resource we have in our life. We have the Word of God. We have prayerful. We have prayer as an opportunity. We have a witness. We have the Holy Spirit of God. And we are many times a great waster because we do not use the things that God's given us. The privileges he's given us. Go ahead and take your Bibles to Proverbs 26. Another characteristic of a sluggard is a person that is hard-headed. Anybody here hard-headed? Anybody here sitting next to somebody that's hard-headed? Don't raise your hand. It's hard-headed. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 16. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. A sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. You ever talk to somebody who was making a foolish mistake and they wouldn't listen? Doesn't matter if you bring in six other people to sit there and try to reason with someone. A sluggard is a person you're not going to change their mind. And so we need to be careful about this. My concern is this. We have justified not doing our spiritual disciplines. We have justified all these things, and we've become super weak to where our excuses are now making sense. The lion sitting in the street, of being too cold outside to plow, all those different things have come to the point where we are justifying the fact that we're sluggards. And what we need to do is consider the ant. Consider how she's able to go and accomplish so many wonderful and great things without even a ruler or a leader. And she does it at the right time. You consider the ant that there's really no one that's in charge. And you consider all the work that happens and all the things they accomplish. Sometimes there's only a few, and sometimes there's thousands. It's amazing. And that's what the scriptures are saying. Consider the ant. Learn from her ways. Another thing I want you to think about, the results of a sluggard. The results of a sluggard. In Proverbs chapter 20, in verse number 4, we already read it, it says, a sluggard will not plow, but by reason of cold, therefore shall be beg and harvest and have nothing. I wonder how many of our souls, they are empty. How many of our souls are super weak? Crying out for the working of God in our hearts and crying out for the working of God in our lives. Haven't heard from God in a long time. Haven't done anything that would encourage God to work in our life. There are so many people that are hungry just for the working of God. And they've missed it all because of the fact they've been a sluggard. Another result of being a sluggard causes decay. If you go back to Proverbs chapter number 6 and you look at the ant illustration. In Proverbs chapter 6, it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Verse 7, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? And then it continues on, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. It's talking about how poverty is definitely going to come and how it's going to come suddenly and without notice. Verse number 12, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh a froward mouth. I want you to encourage you today that being a sluggard is not going to help you. You're going to be soul depraved in a sense in the fact that you need spiritual help and spiritual guidance. You can become very weak in your Christian lives when we become a sluggard. Ecclesiastes 10:18 puts it this way, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. What the scripture is saying there is by much slothfulness the building decayeth. If you don't take care of your property, what's going to happen? It's going to fall apart. Just like we saw later, earlier on in the book of Proverbs, that the wall was broken down, the stone was broken down, they had this field, they had this vineyard, they had all that they needed to provide, but they let it go. And because they let it go, it was wasted. One last verse here in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 25, when it talks about the results of the sluggard, is they'll never be satisfied. They'll never be satisfied. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 25, the Bible says, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. You're never going to be satisfied trying to find it in everything else when you're being lazy with the things of God. It brings your father shame, as we looked at earlier. You say, well, Pastor, how do I fix this? What do I do? You think about it. The Bible says the prudent man foreseeth the danger and hideth himself. So if we will know that we can be somebody who is slothful, we won't be slothful when it comes to our Bible reading. We won't be slothful when it comes to our prayer time. We won't be slothful when it comes to being a witness. We won't be slothful when it comes to teaching our Sunday school classes. Slothful in whatever spiritual disciplines you have or the things that you're doing for God. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. So if we see the things that are presented here about the slothful person, we see, okay, I get what Pastor's saying. Maybe it's not for my own life, but I know there's a lot of people out there that don't read their Bibles. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't pray. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't give, don't serve, don't witness, that don't forgive. I know a lot of people that are sluggards in this area, and I can see why that would be a problem. A prudent person is going to see that and say, you know what? I foresee the danger of that happening, so because of that, I'm going to do something about it. The prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself. That means he takes those things and takes himself away from those things. Meaning that, hey, I am going to be a person that's going to read my Bible no matter how cold it is outside, no matter if there's a lion out in the street. I'm not going to make up some type of excuse. I'm not going to be someone who's going to not pray. I'm not going to be someone who's not a witness. I'm not going to be someone who's not faithful to church. I'm not going to do these things because I see what the slothful man does. I see what the sluggard does. They desire and they desire and they desire, but they have nothing. And so today, what's on your list for spiritual things? What is it that you would like to see yourself grow in? What is it that you like to see accomplished? You might say, well, I want to see so-and-so saved. Have you ever witnessed to them? I want to know more about the Bible. How often have you read it? I want to be a better prayer. How often do we pray? How often do we get in the Word of God and understand what prayer is and what prayer communication is and how to spend time with the Lord? I want to be a better soul winner. Those are great desires, but the only way you're going to truly be blessed is when we believe, as the Scripture said in Hebrews chapter 11, 6, that we must believe that God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It says, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. So today, would you be a person that is a slothful person or a sluggard when it comes to spiritual things? Or would you be someone whose soul has been made fat? The soul of the sluggard desireth and have nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Today, the Lord is willing to bless. The Lord is able to bless. And the Lord is able to reward those that diligently seek after Him. There's another thing that somebody maybe has been putting off, and that's kind of what a slugger does. They put things off, and they put things off, and they put things off. I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do another. Another thing is another people put off is salvation. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of salvation. Today is a day where a person can come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We are not promised tomorrow. We are not promised. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Boast not thyself tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day. We don't know how long we're going to be here. I was telling a class a few weeks ago, I had a privilege of preaching, going to three different funerals and in a 10-day period. Two of the people were older. One of the people was 20 years old. And it's amazing how people think that they're going to last forever. We're not. And nobody's guaranteed that. And if you're not sure if you die today that you would go to heaven, I want to encourage you to get that settled today. What is it that you're waiting for? And once again, the Holy Spirit of God should do the work in convicting your heart, but let God do a work in you. Let God come into your life and let God make the difference. The soul of the sluggard desireth. I don't know why the Lord laid this upon my heart, but it reminds me of what it's been like in 17 years serving the Lord. But one of the things I hear more than anything else, I wish I would be better at my Bible reading. I wish I'd be better at praying. I wish I was a better witness. I wish, and they're desiring things. But the soul of the sluggard they're going to desire these things, and they're going to have nothing. So as you looked at the different, how they're condemning the sluggard, you don't want to be a sluggard when it comes to spiritual things. The soul, the diligent, it's going to be made fat. It's going to be blessed. I want to encourage you today, don't be a sluggard when it comes to the things of God. Be diligent. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for today. Lord, I know there's a challenge here. There's a challenge in the Word of God about not being a sluggard, not being lazy. And I know that's something that we don't like talking about. Most of us like to think, hey, I got a good work ethic. Hey, my work's happy. My boss is happy. Look at all the things I've accomplished. Look at all the things I've done. But Lord, I pray you speak to our hearts about our spiritual lives. Physical things are important. Physical things are good. But the spiritual things of this world are things that are key and what's going to make a difference in the world to come. And Lord, I pray that you speak to each person's heart about whether they're being sluggards or diligent when it comes to the things of God. Lord, we desire a better country. We desire a better church. We desire a stronger Christian family. We desire to be students of the Word and prayer warriors, great witnesses. But we understand that desiring is not enough. We need to be diligent when it comes to those things. Lord, speak to people's heart about being diligent. Thank you for how you spoke into my heart. I don't want to be a son that causes his father shame because I'm sleeping when I'm supposed to be working. I don't want to be one that makes up excuses such as that are foolish, like a lion being in the streets. I want to be honest and sincere. I want to give my heart and my life to you. And Lord, I pray you spur others on about being more diligent and not being sluggards when it comes to spiritual disciplines in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation.